It's Thursday, December 19, 2024.
It's an alternative fuels vehicle mandate to lower emissions, to clean the air, to reduce health care costs, to lower the costs for consumers so they don't have to worry about petro dictators determining the price of oil.
Biden EPA grants California's waiver to phase out the sale of new gasoline cars. Energy Department says Republican plan to expand natural gas exports will drive up prices for Americans. Plus, new study links microplastics to lung and colon cancers.
Well, Merry Christmas. All of those stories and more straight ahead from BradBlog.com. I'm Brad Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
Stand by for 6 minutes of independent green news, politics, analysis, and snarky comment.
What do we really know about Santa Claus? He says he's pro-environment, but what does he fill naughty kids' stockings with? Coal.
I knew it. Santa's gone MAGA. That red hat should have been a giveaway. This is your Green News Report. Okay, Desi Doyen, it's our last Green News Report for 2024, so you better make it a good one.
I'll try.
Good luck.
First, scientists are racing to understand the health impacts of microplastics, tiny shards of plastic that are found everywhere on the planet now, including human brains, lungs, and numerous other organs over the last few years. A new peer-reviewed study this week found evidence linking microplastics to lung cancer and colon cancer, as well as some reproductive problems. Production of plastics, mostly made from fossil fuels, is rapidly increasing and is expected to triple by 2060.
I knew you'd make it a good one.
In other news, a major new Department of Energy report finds that expanding U.S. exports of natural gas will drive up prices for Americans. Months ago, President Biden paused permitting for new natural gas exports projects to conduct an analysis of the economic, national security, and climate impact. It was not a ban, but Republicans lied about it anyway.
And called it a ban.
That analysis was released this week. It finds that expanding exports of U.S. fossil gas would reduce domestic supply, raising prices for Americans potentially by more than 30%. It found new facilities aren't even needed. Europe's gas demand is in steady decline, thanks to renewables, so U.S. exports would mostly go to China. It found that increased gas exports would displace new wind and solar projects and wipe out U.S. progress gained so far in reducing climate warming emissions. The Atlantic called the Energy Department's report, quote, a playbook containing the evidence opponents need to launch legal fights to block these new export facilities as not being in the public interest.
And yet Republicans and Donald Trump are in favor of them, I'm guessing.
Oh, yes. In another major move at year's end, the Biden Environmental Protection Agency granted California permission to phase out sales of new conventional gasoline cars and trucks by 2035. Congress granted California a special waiver to set tougher pollution standards many years ago under the Clean Air Act to address the state's notorious smog. California's phase-out is only for sales of new gasoline cars, not used cars, and allows a variety of zero and low emissions vehicles, including plug-in gasoline hybrids. The new California requirements are projected to cut the state's emissions from light-duty vehicles by more than half by 2040 and save consumers millions on energy costs. This week, the U.S. Supreme Court declined to hear a challenge to California's higher vehicle emission standards brought by Republican-controlled states, but the court will consider a narrower challenge over whether fossil fuel companies have standing to sue to block California's pollution rules.
I bet they do.
Donald Trump and the new Republican-controlled Congress are expected to revoke California's waivers, repeal Biden's tailpipe pollution and emission standards, and eliminate the $7,500 electric vehicle tax credits that lower the upfront cost of EVs under Biden's landmark Inflation Reduction Act. If so, California's Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom announced that the state will restore those tax credits, noting that car manufacturers are moving toward electric vehicles on their own based on market demand, not government regulations. Here's Newsom at a recent press conference.
We're going where the puck's going. We're going where consumers are going. You already saw last quarter we were over, I think it was 25% of all new car purchases. That wasn't a mandate. That was just consumer choice.
Yeah, and the consumer choice is going to be to come out here to California to buy cars if they're getting a $7,500 rebate on it.
Yep.
For much more on all of those stories and the ones we couldn't get to today, check out our website at greennews.bradblog.com. We're going to be off for a bit. We'll see you in the new year. Until then, we hope you all have a safe, happy, healthy, and warm, but not too warm holiday. I'm Brad Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
And this has been your Green News Report.
Icicles on eaves troughs and tinsel on the tree, but it's a green Christmas for me.